Welcome to the Crazy Town Podcast. I'm Jonas.
And I'm TNT Don. I'm Mike the Explosive One. Let's crack into another one.
TNT.
Yo.
We got a person in the NBA who might get lifetime banned.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm not familiar with this. We're not familiar with this.
Yeah, so have you ever heard of Jante Porter?
Jante Porter. No, what team does he play for? Is he a player?
You're going to ask me that, too. I don't know.
Okay, fair enough.
I don't even know, to be honest.
That's fine. I could always...
The Raptors, maybe.
He plays for the Raptors?
Yeah, it looks like it. Okay. So, this guy, I want to say he's a good player, too. I don't know. Spoiler alert, I don't follow the NBA anymore.
Spoiler alert?
Yeah, spoiler alert, as you couldn't tell from my ignorance. So anyways, what happened was this guy, you know, Vegas, like, tracks bets. You know, like, they know how many people have bet on, like, a thing or, like, a prop bet or, like, a whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So there was there was a couple instances, there was two, about 2 months apart, where there was unusual activity on a prop bet for him to get an under of so many points. Like, he was supposed to get under 20 points or under 15 points or, like, whatever.
Okay.
And there was, like, unusual activity. It wasn't a large dollar amount, like, $10,000 or $20,000. But it was unusual activity for that sort of bet on, like, a random game.
Okay.
Well, it got very suspicious because
when you say unusual activity, you mean there was a higher degree of bets placed on a certain extremity?
Either the amount or the number of bets, one of the something.
So somebody was placing large bets on a, like, just an
A Tuesday night, Jante Porter's going to get under 10 points thing. Like,
okay.
Yeah, you're going to get a couple, but why is there, like, 10,000 bets on that for no reason, right?
Fair enough.
The first example, it was... I don't know. He played like 3 minutes and then he left with an undisclosed eye injury. Like, so he only ended up with like 2 points.
What?
And then the other game, he only played like 10 minutes and left with like a back injury or something. Like, what? So what they're saying is that he did it on purpose so whoever did the bet could win, right? Like, and if he did that, bam, that's a lifetime. He's affecting the game.
What?
So it ain't like the baseball player who's maybe betting on games or whatever.
I don't know. I still say that Pete Rose, if you bet on yourself, that is insane.
Yeah, but he left a game early with a quote-unquote injury.
Yeah.
To potentially, that is way worse.
We're not talking about Pete Rose.
Yeah, like,
Pete Rose bet on himself.
Like, I'm going to hit a home run tonight and you hit three?
Yeah.
Like, I agree.
Yeah, bet on me. I'm going to hit five tonight.
Right.
Shit, let's
but
do
if
it.
You're like, I'm gonna score under 10 points, and you're like 3 minutes in, you're like, oh, coach, my eye.
I betting for motivation, I don't see that as a problem. You like, I'm gonna score five touchdowns 100%. But betting to take a dive is like the worst thing. And like, it always takes me back to like the whole idea of like a boxer, because boxers were famous for doing that. Because the longer you're in the ring, the more damage you're going to take. So essentially, you bet against yourself and then you take a dive.
Right. And then you win a ton of money. Right.
Yeah. But you also, you know, you affect your respect in the boxing community.
Especially if you lose to someone you aren't supposed to lose to.
There's
a
lifetime ban is honestly a blessing. Because there's no way he would ever find a team. Nobody wants to play with that guy. Nobody wants to play with the guy who sat up there and took a dive to earn a couple extra bucks. That's insane.
Yeah, and I don't know. Yeah, and obviously it's still under investigation. They're trying to figure out. Well, and I think
absolutely.
I think the big deal about it was he is a good player.
But it doesn't mean that he's a good person.
Oh yeah, one of them, it was he left with an illness and the other one was an eye injury.
See, the thing is like he's in the NFL.
NBA.
I mean, he's in the NBA. I mean, he's in the NBA. So, he's making like enough money.
Oh yeah, he's making a lot of money.
I'm wondering how large these bets were. I'm sure that you don't have all that information. I'm not going to ask you to have it at your disposal.
It's truth, not facts anyways.
But it would have to be for like an exorbitant amount for it to even be like nearly worth it to me. Now I know these bookies, if they lose large sums of money like that, they're definitely going to be like hypersensitive to that.
Right.
But I also know is that for the most part, it's a relatively anonymous process, right? Like, I'm sure like it's attached to your bank card or whatever format you go through. But I don't know if they can necessarily.
Oh, the bets?
Yeah, I don't know if they can necessarily release that information.
Well, I mean, I doubt there's nothing was the one who made the bet, right?
It's exactly.
Just fishy. It's just fishy that there's unusual activity, and then that night you happen to like leave the game with an eye injury, and then happen to leave the game with a illness.
Yeah, I guess my point is that they're going to have a hard time tracking down who even made the bets because nothing illegal was done.
Oh, they'll know. I mean, they'll know who made the bet.
And will they be able to? Will they disclose that information though? Because nothing. It's nothing.
I mean, they can. I mean, you're in a casino. Like you, they're on camera.
Was it a casino or was it a website?
Oh, I don't know.
Or was it like it's? We aren't doing like. It's not the horse track anymore. We're going up to the counter and saying, "Hey, I want a ticket on.
I got a ticket Lone on Ranger. Asparagus.
Can I get Lone Ranger to win for the big one?" It's like everything's online anymore, so it's attached to a debit card, and that could be attached to anybody's card number. And I don't even know if they can release that information. I'm pretty sure there's.
I'm
like
sure
policy.
If there's a criminal investigation, they can release it.
What's the crime?
Fraud.
Fraud.
That's literal fraud.
Fraud.
Fixing a game is fraud. Fixing a bet is fraud.
Fixing a game is fraud.
Yes.
But I didn't fix the game.
No, but he fixed a bet. That's fraud.
Is fixing a game fraud?
Yeah. I mean, anything that like you intend.
Are you saying this or are you sure? Are you positive? Because I don't want you to be wrong. I don't want you to be wrong.
Deceive someone, it is fraud. That's it. You're intentionally deceiving someone.
Yeah, I mean, fraud. I could see how, like, if this was widespread, it could be problematic. So I,
mean, it's
I imagine
problematic for one happening.
Yeah, and I mean,
yeah, here's the definition of fraud: wrongful or criminal deception intended to result in financial or personal gain.
Okay, okay.
So it's yeah, it's he intentionally.
Yeah, yeah.
They're saying he intentionally left the game so someone would win money.
Now
he probably owes somebody money. He's like, listen, you bet on the under, I'll leave the game.
Okay, so let me hit you with another angle on this one real quick.
Okay, I'm angular.
Let me hit you with another angle. What do you feel the over-under on this happening more often than not? And this just being the one outlier where the guy was a little too flagrant.
Iceberg effect,
it?
Man.
Exactly.
You know what's happening. I mean, they could do that shit all the time. They literally just like, it's like, oh, hey, the over-under is 25 points for me. They get to like 22, 23 points. They're up by a lot. You can be like, hey, coach, can I sit down? Like let the young blood play. I'm good.
Yeah.
And he's like, coach is like, okay. And just no harm, no foul. The problem is when you trigger unusual bets and they notice. That's yeah. you get greedy.
And there has to be some sort of criteria for these bookies.
Well,
there
has to be and that's what happened. There was a point shaving scandal in Arizona State in the 90s where there was a player that was involved in with the I don't know if it was the hardcore mob or some sort of criminal. And they were shaving points off the games. Like, so like if the spread was like 7, they were making sure they lost by 7. Like that kind of stuff. Like missing a free throw, like, you know, very very like no one's going to notice. And then what happens is they get greedier and greedier and greedier and greedier, and they want to keep doing it and keep doing it and keep, and then they end up getting caught because eventually they end up like people talk or people get mad or like it's too noticeable or whatever. When there's actually a really good movie about it. It was like a confession. It's called something Confessions of a Campus Bookie. It was like some kid on campus was a bookie and he had one of the players in his pocket. And then it like, yeah, he just started being a bookie at school to like make money. You know?
All right, that's actually pretty cool, Jones, that you even know about that. I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, it's an interesting. It was the Arizona State basketball team. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they got in some trouble.
So I seriously do feel like this happens more often than we are giving it credit for. It's just bad when you do it in such a fashion where you shine a light on it and you could potentially like F it up for not only yourself, but for your teammates, I guess. I don't know. How do you feel about it, Jonas? If we know it's happening. So do you and I and everybody else as normal people, do we feel like we need to clamp it up?
You need to become friends with an NBA player?
No, Johnson, no, we can't become friends. I mean, that'd be cool if we could be. If you're an NBA player and you listen to the channel, befriend us. All right.
We would love to help you get
more famous. Love to bet on how many free throws you're going to make tonight.
Anyways, that's all that we have for this episode. Please make sure to like and subscribe for Jonas.
TNT.
We out.